WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Day two of testimony in the hush money trial of Donald Trump wrapped up earlier today. It followed a hearing on prosecutors' allegations Trump violated a gag order by attacking witnesses on social media. Defense attorneys say those remarks are political speech. ABC's Aaron Kutursky says the judge hasn't ruled yet.
The hearing over whether Trump violated the gag order by posting disparaging things about witnesses, Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels, has just ended with the judge reserving decision, but the hearing turned tense. At one point, the judge telling Trump's defense attorney Todd Blanche, you're losing all credibility with the court.
It is primary day in Pennsylvania. Voters casting ballots in both Democratic and Republican state and congressional races, along with the presidential race. The Senate expected to take a full vote later today on the series of foreign funding bills passed by the House this weekend. It includes critical aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending its free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid for with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Vice President Kamala Harris says she came to Wisconsin Monday to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed three of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. It is spring, which means it's also planting season. Many individuals plan to raise crops to help feed their families or even just themselves. If you are planting this season, maybe you can consider planting extra to help feed others. Dr. Jerry Bauer is from Richland Community Food Pantry.
This is the annual Plant for the Pantry appeal, and I'm appealing on behalf of the pantry for people to think about planting an extra row or even just two or three seeds and bringing the excess produce to the pantry when it's ripe, of course.
Donations are especially important when produce received from other sources are low.
Second Harvest does not have a great deal of produce for us in the summertime. It seems like they have more during the winter, and I don't know what is the cause of that, but if it comes in the door, we try to send it out the other door that afternoon.
Plant for the Pantry donations are currently being accepted. The Richland Community Food Pantry is located in the Lighthouse Chapel in Richland Center.
Playoff basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two between the Bucks and the Pacers in Milwaukee. The Pacers trying to figure out how they lost game one Sunday night. I spoke to forward Pascal Siakam.
Obviously, we see what, you know, was thrown at us, and we go and learn from it in terms of just like rotations and different things like that. But also, you know, mentally, it's just like they played harder than us in the first half. So, and I think it was clear as day when we came back in the second half. I thought it was a lot better.
The Bucks' Bobby Portis on winning game one without Giannis.
Knowing our situation we're in, obviously we have one of the best players in the world who's not playing. So it was big for other guys to step up. The biggest thing in the playoffs is just winning the game, no matter how it is. If it's a street fight, if it's an ugly game, it's you're hitting 23, however it gets done. The main thing is just to win. Come back tomorrow, correct some things, and then get back at it on Tuesday.
Baseball, the Brewers series in Pittsburgh continues. They lost last night 4-2 to the Pirates. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower this evening, otherwise partly cloudy with areas of frost tonight. A low in the low 30s as the wind settles down. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs into the mid-50s, and low 60s, mostly sunny and breezy Thursday. Rain ahead for Friday and also the weekend. Currently at 64 degrees.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The two Brewers were able to make it interesting in the eighth and ninth, but come up just a little bit short. And so the crew tries to even the series here tonight with Pittsburgh. And they're going to turn to Tobias Myers. The 25-year-old will make his major league debut here tonight for the crew. He'll be opposed by a left-hander, Bailey Falter. He's just the second left-handed starter the Brewers will face this year. The first one was Jose Quintana on opening day. We'll talk more about this matchup with Josh Maurer when we return after this on the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Farmers, did you miss the federal crop insurance deadline? The insurance industry has seen an increase in hail incidents. Don't go without hail coverage on your corn and soybeans. Crop hail policies have options to help you protect your crop, are affordable, and tailored to your needs. Call Richards Insurance Agency at 608-585-2137 or 608-524-2400 or visit richardsinsure.com.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's better with an ice-cold, made fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. Ah, how's that sound on a hot summer day? Made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
You get your podcasts.
Back back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from PNC Park here in Pittsburgh. Brewers and Pirates getting set for the second game of this four-game series. And Josh, we'll talk more with Pat Murphy about Tobias Myers making his Major League debut. But what a path to get to this point. And I'm excited for him. This will be fun to see him get a chance finally to get on a Major League mound. And this is a guy that a lot of the analytics folks really like. There's some peripheral numbers on Tobias Myers that make you think this guy has a big league future for sure.
Well, when he's been with the Brewers in their minor leagues, Double A and Triple A the last couple of seasons, he has been striking out well more than a batter per inning. So you like that ratio. So that tells you that there's a lot of swing and miss in there. But just talking about the story, Lane, he's been in six different organizations in 8 years as a major, well, as a professional ball player, finally now getting an opportunity for the first time to pitch at the major league level. That is a story of perseverance that's really cool to see.
Yeah, it's incredible thinking about it because you've been in six organizations. You think, well, how old is this guy? Is he 29? Is he 30 years of age? He's only 25, so he's not a young kid making his debut, but he's also not all that old making his debut here tonight for the Brewers. The Brewers will get a left-hander in Bailey Falter. It's the first time since Jose Quintana on opening day the Brewers have faced a lefty. So guys like Gary Sanchez, Joey Weimer in the lineup tonight, and I'm sure very excited to be so. We have plenty more. We'll talk to the manager, Pat Murphy, when we return after this on the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Complete your updates with DAP Alex Plus All-Purpose Caulk. This sealant works for a variety of indoor and outdoor projects and is paint ready after just 30 minutes. This superior quality all-purpose caulk offers excellent adhesion, perfect for any job. Pick up DAP Alex Plus Caulk today and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, a tough loss last night, but like what has happened in the last couple of losses over the last couple of weeks, again, team continues to fight, puts themselves in position in the eighth and ninth inning, and that's really all you can ask for is keep putting yourself in that position over the course of the season, and this team has consistently done that all season long.
I'm really proud of them for that. You know, you think about it, we've been in every single game this year, 21 games. I don't know how long you can maintain that with the amount of injuries and the amount of inexperience we have, but I'm proud of them for that fact. I mean, that there is no moral victories in the big leagues, but there's something to be said for playing hard.
We've talked about the injuries. The one thing that you do have is some veteran guys that are on the IL but can still impact the club with their presence. Wade Miley's that guy. Christian Yelich is certainly that guy. How much have they been able to provide? And Wade just got on the IL, but he was on it to start the season too. How much have they been able to provide for the young guys through this with that kind of being their role along with getting themselves healthy?
You know, they're a steady force. That's all there is to it. People see the way Yelly plays, and he shows up to play every single game. They see Wade's interest in others. Same for Devin. Devin's here. He encourages others. I got a call from Woody today. He's meeting with D.L. Hall while D.L. is doing his knee rehab. back in Milwaukee. I mean, this guy's care, you know, and that's when you have guys, veteran guys that care about younger players, that's really special. The way Willie and William have mentored and Freddie have mentored Cheerio, that's just really, it's special. So I love being around this group.
Culture matters in anything you do, if it's business or if it's sports and any different sport. I feel like in baseball it matters so much, though, because there's so much time that you spend together at the ballpark.
Really do, and it can be misconstrued. It's hard for people to understand what authentic culture is about, and we want to keep it authentic. You know, you can come up with a bunch of mantras, you can come up with a bunch of gimmicks, but when it's authentic and it's about guys caring about other guys, and like I've always said, it's about love and discipline. And you got to upkeep that. There's a responsibility to upkeep it every day. And, yeah, we're looking to do that.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
This is Mark Jelinek with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease burdens off of their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved ones is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Scottiger Pratt Funeral Home, and Seelan Houston Funeral Home are here to assist you to make your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Today.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Pirates getting set for the second game of this four-game series. And we're joined by Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It's brought to you by Concordia University. You hand the ball to Tobias Myers tonight, 25 years old, fifth organization. I love going back and seeing different guys and their journeys to get to this point. And he's had a great start in AAA.
I'm excited. This young man's his debut in the big leagues, and I'm sure he'll have the jitters, but I'm just really excited for him. It's been a long journey, and I'm glad he's found a home here. We love him. He pitched for us in spring training. You know, we're excited about his debut.
At five organizations, but then you look, and he's only 25 years old. He's still a very young player, even though he's making his debut here tonight. Again, with his fifth organization.
That tells you a little bit about who he is. I mean, yeah. Obviously, those five organizations were interested in him.
Yeah.
It shows you that he has the ability, and now it's a matter of him putting it together. But I think once he gets past the jitters, he'll be okay.
You haven't faced a left-handed starting pitcher since opening day. I had to read that like five times to believe it, but it's the truth. Guys like Gary Sanchez have to be excited to finally see a lefty on the card tonight.
I think that, you know, it's good for your team. It's good to, because you're going to face good lefties down the stretch, and you're going to face a ton of lefties throughout the year. And, you know, because you go a 20-game absence without seeing one doesn't mean you can't see four or five in the next, you know, 2 weeks. So I think that we have to be prepared for that and make the adjustments accordingly.
Murph, good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers deserve a carrier that's invested in their safety and comfort. At Schneider, drivers use newer industry-leading equipment that keeps them moving forward. Our trucks are spec'd with the latest safety features and amenities that keep drivers comfortable any time of year. Plus, while you're out on the road, Schneider's nationwide facility network offers secure parking and amenities to make your life easier. Upgrade to a better driving job with better equipment. Search jobs near you and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Brian, why are you stacking books on the floor?
I want to stand while I work. Standing desks are all the rage these days.
Well, it's a good thing that these desks move up and down. You did know that, right?
What? They do?
Yeah. We're not messing around here.
This is great. Now, only if I had a chair to swivel around in.
Do you just not pay attention to everybody else's desks?
Well, no wonder I'm not getting much done these days.
Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, the official moving and furniture provider of GKB Milwaukee.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
We're in Pittsburgh for Game 2 between the Brewers and the Pirates, and it is the On Deck Show built by Menards. I'm Josh Mauer. Let's get you keys to the game, presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. You just heard Pat Murphy talking about the nerves that young Tobias Myers is going to have to deal with tonight in his Major League debut. So the key for the Brewers and for their 25-year-old right-handed starter, keep those nerves in check as best you can. I know that's easier said than done. Tonight's injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Pat Murphy also gave the media some injury updates on those starting pitchers that recently on this trip, in fact, went onto the injured list. Wade Miley, who's got an elbow issue, he is awaiting the results of an MRI that he had just this afternoon. So we don't know yet the extent of the injury. Hoping for good news on Miley. Jacob Junis, not only has he been out with his previous injury, but he got a new one yesterday. He was hit in the outfield during batting practice with a baseball. It was such a freak thing. He's being evaluated for a concussion, but they did say he felt a lot better today. So that's good news on Jacob Junis for the most part. When we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards, we're going to talk offense. Brewers' second-best offense in the National League behind only the Braves to this point. And we'll talk to one of their hitting coaches, Ozzie Timmons, about how they've been able to do it. That comes up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house and owning it. Having an advocate who can help you navigate negotiations, timelines, inspections, and more can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Hey, Milwaukee. Are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in to navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Oh, On next show, Bill Pymenard's continues from Pittsburgh. The Brewers and the Pirates are coming up tonight, and we're happy to welcome on tonight's pregame guest. It's his 2024 Brewers Radio Network debut. Ozzie Timmons, the great hitting coach for the club. How you doing, Oz?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you. Always good to get your thoughts in general about an offense that's been near the top of the National League leaderboards pretty much since the first weekend of the year. If you could put your finger on what's been going so well over the first month of the season, what would those things be?
I would say we've been grinding out at bats really well, making a pitcher work. We're not giving them easy innings by a five-pitch, six-pitch inning. We've been making the pitchers work and having good at-bats throughout the lineup, and I think that's helped us a lot, getting to the bullpen early in a series and then, you know, trying to wear that next starter out to get back to the bullpen. So I think just our overall consistent, solid at-bats throughout the lineup.
Before we get into some of the individual guys, I wanted to just ask you about the story of the night, which is that you're finally facing a left-handed starting pitcher. First time since the opening day game against Quintana with the Mets. How has that been that you've had to configure the lineups every day, night in and night out, to face only right-handed starters? How's that worked out?
You know, we just get guys prepared regardless of who we're facing. For it to be our second lefty, that is surprising to me, considering. But I just think we prepare our guys every day, no matter who we're facing, the same way. You know, knowing their strengths and working on their strengths and also working on their weaknesses just so they can be prepared. Because, as you know, they got lefties in the bullpen, so they're coming. So as long as we prepare them every day just to be a good, solid hitter all the way around, I don't think it bothers us much.
Speaking of good, solid hitters all the way around, I can't start by pointing out any individual before I get to William Contreras, who's been just at another level so far this season. What's William done to take a step even further, Ozzie, this year than what we saw last season?
Just he's more determined. Like I said before, he's a very determined young man, and he wants to be the best, and that's the one thing that drives him. So regardless of what he did last year, he wants to be better than last year. And whatever he do this year, he wants to be better than that. You know, and it goes on both sides of the ball, I mean, defensively and offensively. So I just think another thing is he come in every day knowing that he's the everyday starter. I think it makes him relax. If he does have an 0-for-4, he knows he's going to be back in there tomorrow. So I think that's the biggest thing. But his focus is just at a whole nother level. It's a lot of things he wants to accomplish, man. And when he puts his mind to it, he's going to make it happen.
When I watch him in the batter's box, it appears to me that he's always in control of the at-bat. He's in control. The pitcher doesn't seem to be in control when he's up there. Is that an accurate assessment that I'm making from up in the radio booth?
Oh, that's very accurate. He's in control of it. When he loses his control, he gets himself out more than the pitcher gets him out. He's trying to do so much sometimes that he chases pitches out of the zone. And then he reels himself right back in really quick. But he's able to do it, and that's the big thing about him is he knows when he's getting a little bit too aggressive, and he just backs off a little bit, and next thing you know, he's still hitting the ball 108 miles an hour, 110 miles an hour. It's just the fact that he just got to control himself and be willing to take walks when they're trying to give it to him.
Brewers hitting coach Ozzie Timmons, our guest here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Kind of quietly, Willie Adames for the last couple of weeks has been hitting about 400. What's Willie's approach been this year? Is it different than in previous seasons?
Well, he came in and said he wanted to walk more. And I think that's a benefit to him because sometimes he tries to do too much. He tries to make things happen. He wants to carry the team on his back. And the thing is, he just got to let it happen also because he's a tough out if he makes it that way. But sometimes he'll give some at-bats away. But his goal this year, he said he wanted to walk at least 80 to 100 times. And that's a great goal. And if he can do that, then he's going to be a little bit more selective and probably have better at-bats, which he has been doing.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Thanks for rolling through some players with us.
You got it. Anytime, man.
There he is, Ozzie Timmons, Brewers hitting coach, joining us here from Pittsburgh on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for the Brewers and the Buccos on the Brewers Radio Network.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Overcast Tuesday night from Pittsburgh. Game two coming up between the Brewers and the Pirates, and you're listening to the On Deck Show built by Menards. We're moments away from first pitch, so let's get to the starting lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit them online, WIIN at WisconsinInfrastructure.com. Facing a lefty, as we've discussed, the Brewers have changed up the lineup, and Pat Murphy puts Jackson Churio back into the leadoff spot tonight. Jurio's in right field. William Contreras batting second per usual. He'll be the designated hitter. And then Willie Adames batting third and playing shorts. Reese Hoskins is back into the cleanup spot. Couple of homers on the road trip for Hoskins. He's playing first base. And Blake Perkins, the center fielder, moves up to number five on the lineup card. Joey Ortiz will bat sixth for the crew tonight. Ortiz is the third baseman. Gary Sanchez gets a start as the catcher tonight, and he'll bat seventh. Joey Weimer's in there for the first time in over a week. Weimer batting eighth. He'll play left field. And Bryce Terang has moved into the ninth spot. He'll be the Brewers' second baseman, all to face Bailey Falter, the southpaw. Meanwhile, Tobias Myers getting ready for his Major League debut. Then here's the Pittsburgh lineup put out by manager Derek Shelton that he'll be facing. Again in the leadoff spot is the veteran Andrew McCutchen. He began the game last night for the Pirates with a home run. 301st of his career, McCutchen is the designated hitter. Brian Reynolds in right field. Reynolds is batting second. Then again, Key Brian Hayes, the third baseman, will be in the third spots. Former Brewer Rowdy Tellez is cleaning up again for the Pirates tonight. He'll play first base. And in left field, Jack Sawinski. Sawinski batting fifth. Jared Triolo, second-year major leaguer. He's the second baseman, Triolo batting sixth. A man who has really hit Brewers pitching well in his career is O'Neill Cruz. Cruz, the shortstop, is batting seventh. The former San Francisco Giant catcher, Joey Bart. He's in there as the number eight batter, and he's the backstop. And Michael A. Taylor will be the center fielder. He bats ninth, all to face Tobias Myers. When we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards, more from Lane Grindle as we count you down to first pitch between the Brewers and the Pirates on the Brewers Radio Network.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards, Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Potawatomi Sportsbook. Cedar Crest. Wisconsin Biofuels. And Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Game two of this four-game series just around the corner. Right after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. On the Brewers Radio Network.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier. At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Cards are being exchanged. We're at PNC Park on a Tuesday night. It's the Brewers trying to even this four-game series against Central Division rival Pittsburgh at one apiece. Josh Maurer back to wrap up the on-deck show built by Menards before the left-hander Bailey Falter takes the mound. We'll do so with a drive around the league. It's presented, as always, by Construction Business Group. That's Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Team with the best record in Major League Baseball is underway against the Boston Red Sox. Do you know who that is? Who has the best record in baseball? It's the Cleveland Guardians. Yeah, how about that? 16-6 for first-year manager Stephen Vogt. They're hosting Boston, and that game is scoreless by the lake. In the bottom of the second inning, Tanner Houck for the Red Sox. Ben Lively, whom we saw with Cincinnati last season quite a bit. He is now pitching for the Cleveland Guardians. All right, let's go to the Central Division. The Phillies and the Reds are going to start at the same time we do here. Just a few minutes away from Great American Ballpark, Philadelphia has won seven consecutive games. They had a shutout win in the series opener last night. Christopher Sanchez, the left-hander, against Andrew Abbott for David Bell's team. No team in baseball this year has had an eight-game winning streak. That's what the Phillies are trying to accomplish tonight. Later on, it'll be the Astros at the Cubs. That gets underway in about an hour at Wrigley. The Cubs split a four-game series against the Miami Marlins over the weekend. Then they were off last night. They come into the day a game and a half behind the Brewers in the Central Division with a record of 13-9. Meanwhile, Houston, this has been one of the surprises in baseball thus far this year. They have the second worst record in the American League at 7-16 as they come into that series at Wrigley. J.P. France for Houston, left-hander Jordan Wicks for the Cubs. Again, in an hour, it'll be game two of the series at Busch between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the St. Louis Cardinals. Last night, the Cardinals coming off of that sweep in the hands of the Brewers, they snapped a four-game skid in very exciting fashion. They had to come from behind against those defending National League champions, and they ended up winning the game on a Nolan Gorman walk-off home run in the ninth inning. So they'll try to make it two in a row. Steven Matz gets the ball for Ollie Marmol's team. Later on tonight out west, it's the Orioles starting a series against the Angels. That'll be an 8:40 Central first pitch. Baltimore, since we saw them, has caught fire, and you figured they might soon, as talented as they were. The Brewers taking the first two games of that series a couple of weekends ago at Oriole Park. Starting with the last game of that series that the Orioles salvaged against Milwaukee, they've won 7 of 8. And they'll try to take that hot streak out against Mike Trout and the Angels and keep it going. They've called up Heston Kerstad, one of the highly touted prospects in baseball. The Orioles have many of those. Kerstad expected to make his major league debut later tonight. Well, the anticipated time of first pitch has come and gone. The Pirates starter Bailey Falter yet to come out. Here he comes now, and so we'll be about, let's say, 3 minutes late tonight as Falter comes out of that Pirates third base dugout. Bailey Falter is going to celebrate his 27th birthday tomorrow. So he's got a few hours left in his lifetime as a 26-year-old, and the Brewers want to make them a rough final few hours. Falter's pitched very well this month in his three starts in April. He's only permitted 3 runs in 16 innings. That's a 1.69 earned run average. Pirates got him in a trade last year from Philadelphia, where he began his major league career. And as Lane talked about throughout the On Deck show, this is the first time the Brewers have faced a southpaw starting pitcher since opening day, when it was Jose Quintana for the New York Mets. It'll be Jackson Chourio in the leadoff spot, followed by William Contreras and Willie Adames. And we are getting closer and closer to that elusive first pitch. I've talked enough. Let's turn it over to my partner, Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Take a break. Reminder, this copyrighted broadcast presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. And time for our quick trip around the bases. It is presented by Hershey's. And tonight's contestant in the quick trip around the bases is Joanna Casca from Boscobel. Where is Boscobel, you ask? Just west of Madison, a little bit south of La Crosse, straight north of Dubuque, Iowa. I didn't look that up on a map. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Joanna will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Hershey's and Quick Trip. To enter, see stores for details. So good luck to Joanna. And we're ready to get this one underway. Brewers trying to even up the series here tonight against the Pirates after Pittsburgh took game one last night 4-2. Jackson Chourio into the batter's box. And the right-handed hitter looks out at the lefty, Bailey Falter. And the first pitch of this game brought home for a strike, and it's 0-1. 6:43 and 65 degrees at first pitch here tonight. Sun's starting to peek through just a little bit. Lights are on as well. Mostly cloudy skies today. But are getting a little bit of sunshine on that Clemente Bridge beyond center field. Nothing in one here on Churio as Falter looks in and works from the windup. The pitch, swing and a miss. A little late on a fastball at 92. It's 0-2. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbliss. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbliss, less is more. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He strikes out Churio with an elevated fastball. And Jackson down on strikes to start up this game. One away. Josh told you Falter's been good after a really rough outing in his first start of the year. Back on March 31st against Miami, 4 innings, 5 hits, gave up 6 runs. But he's been very good ever since. Took the loss and kind of a tough luck loss in New York against the Mets in his last start. Gave up a couple of runs over 5 innings. William Contreras, the batter, takes outside. It's 1-0. Contreras 1-for-3 last night. He's hitting .353 on the season with 4 home runs. And 20 driven in for the Brewers' designated hitter here tonight. Falter's 1-0 pitch, and that's taken high. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Brewers coming into the game at 14-7. The Pirates back above .500 with their win last night. They sit at 12-11. Falter's 2-0 pitch, and a swing and a miss at a slider. It's 2-1. Pirates defensively, left to right in the outfield. Sawinski, Michael A. Taylor, Reynolds in right. 2-1 to Contreras. Is high, it's 3-1. Hayes at third, Cruz at short. Triolo is the second baseman. Telez at first. And the former Giant prospect, Joey Bart, does the catching tonight for Bailey Falter. 3-1. And Contreras took a strike. He thought it was low. Clip the very bottom of the strike zone, and the count is full. It's 3-2. Falter from the windup, 3-2 pitch. And that is low. Didn't miss by much, but it did miss. So a strikeout of Churio, now a walk to Contreras, and the Brewers have a base runner. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And here's Willie Adames hitting 301 on the year with 3 home runs and 11 driven in. 0-for-3 in the series opener last night. And it appears that Joey Bart is having some issues with his pitch comm now as he is trying to get it situated. Willie Adames picks up his mask and hands it to him. What a gentleman. One of the most popular players in the game, Willie Adames. Very thoughtful. Joey Bart seemed to appreciate it as well. First pitch to Adames is over but low, and it's 1-0. Not a big overpowering fastball at all from Falter. 90, 91, maybe he'll touch 92. Work that slider in there. Brewers just don't have a very big sample against lefties this year. But they've got a lineup they feel will be very improved against lefties compared to last season. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went after that fastball that was up in the zone. And it's 1-1. 10-game on base streak currently for Adames. Worked a walk in the 8th inning against Chapman last night. Now Falter will throw to first, and Contreras is back in time. Umpires tonight, Mark Wegner, the crew chief's at first. Tom Hanahan is at second base. Jeremy Rehak is at third, and Clint Vondrak calls the balls and strikes. Falters 1-1 is swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 1-2. And Willie had one to hit there. Fastball. Up in the zone a little bit, but pretty much right over the middle of the plate. And he took a good rip at it. Ended up fouling it straight back. Falter looks at first. And now brings home the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Went up there again. And Adamas strikes out. There's two away. And that'll bring up the cleanup batter, Reese Hoskins. Brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. Family owned and operated, LoyalFamilyRenovations.com. Hoskins has homered in two of his last three, including last night. Five home runs now on the season for Reese. Contreras hit first and two down. Falter brings home the first pitch, and Hoskins rolls one foul. Up the third baseline, it's 0-1. Hoskins, one of the big reasons the Brewers signed him were for nights like tonight, to give them a little bit more thump against lefties. Toss over to first, and back in time is Contreras. Hoskins tied the game last night in the fifth inning with his solo shot. 0-1. And Reese took down and in. That was the slider. And it's one ball and one strike. Long hold for Falter and the 1-1. Was he able to check? They appeal to first. Yep, he checked. Crowd doesn't agree. It's 2-1. In Reese's career, he's had good success against lefties. 249 average, but a 917 OPS. It's almost 100 points higher than against righties. 2-1's inside. Three balls and one strike. Hoskins awaiting the pitch from Falter. Looks over at Contreras. And brings home the 3-1. That is grounded foul at the third baseline. And it's 3-2. Brewers, if anything, making Falter work a little bit here in the top of the first. He's going to be near 20 pitches before this at bat ends. This will be number 19 coming to Hoskins. Brewers have been deep in the count after Churio struck out on three pitches. 3-2 pitch. Hoskins got a piece of it and fouled it behind home plate, and he stays alive. These two are in the same clubhouse in Philadelphia, so they're familiar with each other, Falter and Hoskins. Now battling it out here in game two, just getting this one underway. 3-2 pitch. Hoskins, a pop-up. This one near Telez, who's near the first base bag, backpedals a couple of steps and makes the catch. In fair territory, and the inning is over. Brewers got a base runner with the one-out walk to Contreras, but they strand him there. We played half an inning in Pittsburgh. It's the Brewers 0, and the Pirates coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Bailey Painting Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come.
Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
As baseball.
Five-year-old Tobias Myers toes the rubber for the first time as a major leaguer, and first pitch to Andrew McCutchen is hit in the air down the left field line, inside the pole and gone. Andrew McCutchen homer to lead off the bottom of the first yesterday. He does it again today. His third home run of the season and the first pitch of Tobias Myers' career is sent out just inside the pole down the left field line. And the Pirates take a 1-0 lead. Remember McCutchen hitting a home run like that for the Brewers 2 years ago in the first inning. That just was inside the pole down that left field line. So here's Brian Reynolds. And this one's hit in the air to right. Churio, though, backs up a couple of steps. He's there to make the catch for the first out. And I think we have a decent idea what the Pirates' game plan is here today against Myers. They're swinging early. At least the first two batters have. And now here's Key Brian Hayes.
Third baseman, number 13.
Hayes hitting 278 on the year, no home runs, and eight driven in. Myers pitch in there with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. It's not overwhelming velocity from Myers with the fastball. 0-1, this is hit in the air down the right field line. Churio racing back into the corner. He'll run out of room as it ends up in foul territory and out of play. No balls and two strikes here on Hayes. But when you look at the fastball, it has some deception to it that has created a lot of swing and miss in the minors for Myers. As Josh told you in the pregame show, he's averaging a little over a strikeout per inning in the minors. 0-2 pitch is lined but foul down the first baseline. And it stays at 0-2 on Hayes. Rowdy Tellez in the on-deck circle. 0-2 pitch. That is in there for a strike. And there's the first strikeout of Myers' career. Strikes out Hayes looking with a slider that caught the inside corner. An ortho ASAP strikeout. And a good bounce back so far after surrendering the solo home run. He's retired the next two batters. And here's Rowdy Tellez. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Tellez takes a strike with a fastball at 92, and it's 0-1. Brewers defensively, Weimer in left, Perkins in center, and Churio in right. 0-1 pitch. Missed inside, 1-1. Ortiz at third. Adames Terang up the middle. Hoskins at first. And Gary Sanchez does the catching. And Tobias Myers' major league debut. 1-1. And he missed down and in with a cut fastball. It's two balls and a strike on Tellez. 1-0 Pittsburgh after a solo home run off the bat of Andrew McCutchen. 2-1, swing and a miss at a beautiful changeup. And it's 2-2. Rowdy will use his timeout and step out. He went 0-2 in the series opener last night before being pinch hit for with Connor Joe late in the game. 2-2 pitch. One hopper to Adames behind the bag at second. Sets his feet and throws to first and retires Telez. And the inning is over. So a good recovery for Myers after giving up the solo home run. He retires the next three. We're off to the second inning in Pittsburgh. It's 1-0 Pirates on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Collect a special Brewers City Connect tumbler at the game against the Yankees on Saturday, April 27th, courtesy of Quick Trip. Be one of the first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates, and you'll take home the tumbler. Grab seats at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that